With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
All right, you might need to earmuff the kids for this one, because this story gets a little edgy.
What is this music?
This is from
House of Cards.
House of Cards.
The fact that you have never watched House of Cards, there's never been a show made for you more.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Am I allowed to watch it now, knowing that Kevin Spacey's a monster?
Yes, because his character's a monster.
Okay.
So
right.
you can hate him and the character simultaneously.
All right.
Now, actor Kevin Spacey has been accused of sexual assault multiple times over the last couple of years, right? Even more so that they had to fire him from House of Cards. They essentially, spoiler alert.
No,
don't say it, don't say it.
Don't say it. Okay. All right. I'm not gonna say it. All right. I won't say it. Okay. However, there was a complaint that was filed of about 2 years ago of a masseuse, a male masseuse, claiming that Kevin Spacey grabbed him in his naughty area and allegedly was forced to grab Kevin Spacey's naughty area during a massage. At Kevin Spacey's private residence in Malibu. Now, we've found out over the last 24 hours that the masseuse has died.
What?
And recently passed away. In a new court filing, our sources were telling us that the plaintiff's attorney informed Kevin Spacey's attorney that his client had recently passed. No details were given on the circumstances of his death.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Was this a 90-year-old masseuse?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's anonymous. We don't really know any details of the masseuse.
But he might have been 90.
Could be 90, maybe.
Could be.
I would imagine they don't have good pressure from muscle.
Based on the other plaintiffs that have filed suits and complaints against him, I would say 90-year-olds were not his type, allegedly, if it was true.
Right. What was his type?
Younger.
Mm-hmm.
Children?
No.
But like?
Much younger.
20-year-olds.
20-ish, yeah.
Okay.
Well, so a couple months ago, there was a civil case that was filed and a criminal case against Kevin Spacey where a young gentleman, about 21, 22-ish, claimed that Kevin Spacey groped him at a bar.
That's the only one that I knew about.
Right. Well, the civil lawsuit was dropped because, quote, unavailability of the complaining witness. They couldn't get any information out of the witness that they needed.
What?
The witness started claiming, pleading the fifth.
Right.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of shadiness going on.
And now someone's dead.
Yes.
How many people are prosecuting him, suing him?
I mean, those are the only two big high-profile lawsuits that have been in front of Kevin Spacey.
So of the two, one's dead and one's just like, never mind.
Yep.
Now,
what's going on?
I don't know, okay, but this feels weird.
Now, there was another accuser, and I'm not totally familiar with all of this. It's a woman, but...
that doesn't fit the profile.
No, right.
No, and I wish I'd done more of a deep dive on this, but she, back in May, was hit by a car and killed.
Oh my... What?
Yes.
I didn't hear about that.
Okay. Yes.
Is he Kaiser Soze?
Well, or is he Frank Underwood? Now, apparently this woman, she was somebody that came out and basically like publicly said, hey, everybody needs to start looking at Kevin Spacey because he's doing some awful things to young men. And now she is no longer with us.
And she was hit by a car.
Yes.
Who was driving the car?
I don't know.
But it wasn't a hit and run. Someone's in jail?
Again, I'm not sure. I need to deep dive more.
What's going on, Rain?
I mean, listen, before all of this stuff happened, and people, we started hearing about this stuff about Kevin Spacey, everyone loved him. He's a great actor.
Well, he is a great actor.
But then now,
none of this negates that.
No, right. But now, how do we, now? I mean, is, are we ever going to see him work again? I mean, no, they pulled him out of that movie where they replaced him with Christopher Plummer.
Yeah,
like right at the last minute.
That was nuts when that happened.
Now it looks like the person that struck this woman, Linda Culkin, with a car and killed her. No charges were filed, and that person did not leave the scene. So it is described as she walked into traffic, basically.
Wow.
What is happening?
Okay, listen.
I don't know.
If you've ever watched House of Cards, you are very aware on how eerily similar of this stuff is.
It is. Like, I have chills right now. It's like, if you crossed Frank Underwood in House of Cards, you either got blackmailed to death to the point where you became a pawn in his game, or you were no longer seen again, or you had an untimely death.
Right, right. But that's not his only character, though.
I understand that, but it's his most recent.
It's
and he did it for a really long time.
Yeah, yeah.
So now what do we do?
I mean, what do we do?
I don't know. But somebody's got to start looking into this, right? Like, harder.
Right.
I mean, don't you guys... You guys grew up on the West Coast. You don't have a lot of mob experience.
Mm.
Mob stuff's real hard to nail down.
Is it?
Yeah. Right. You know why? Because you start looking into it, and you might find the person who did it, but that person's not going to tell you who told them to do it.
Right.
Now, the other thing that's interesting is, and of course, these are all allegations, but it is alleged he ran a theater company in across the pond, and rumor has it that he did all of these awful things to young men for years and years and years. Oh, but yeah, because he was so powerful and this theater company was such an opportunity for people, nobody would say anything because you didn't want to be blackballed.
Hmm.
So the power's there, or at least it was.
So he might be the guy from House of Cards is what you're saying.
I think he is the guy from House of Cards.
He also might be the guy from Usual Suspects.
Might be.
Might be the evil grasshopper from Bug's Life.
Might be.
He might be himself from Austin Powers, where he played himself. He might be Nixon. I mean, he could be any of these villains from history.
Now, you have to admit, he plays a lot of villains.
He plays a lot of villains. Lex Luthor. He was Lex Luthor.
Oh, that's right.
So maybe we should have been looking at him a long time ago. And listen, you soak up all that evil over the course of your career, you might get a little evil on you.
Now, who else regularly plays a bad guy?
Gary Oldman.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Now, who is he again?
Who is he? He was Lee Harvey Oswald. He was Dracula. He was the weird guy from The Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah. But for some reason, he has a trusting face.
It's because he's British.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
He's kind of cute.
And he was Sirius Black in Harry Potter.
And he wears glasses.
Right.
So,
someone texted in, by bringing this to the public about Kevin Spacey, aren't you guys worried something might happen to you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw Seven. I don't want that to happen.
Was he bad in Seven?
He was the guy.
He was Seven?
He was Seven in Seven. What's in the box? That was him. He cut off Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
Oh my! Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, boy.
Well, I think we solved the case. Did we solve this?
I don't know. We have to go into hiding now for sure, though.
Or could we at least, rope in some sort of superhero actor that maybe could, protect us?
Brandon Routh, he was Superman against him.
Oh, yeah, he'll do it.
He'll do it. Okay. Because he's not doing anything.
Right. Get him on the board. Get him on the phone.
We got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.